Lachesis, drama, jealousy, and left-sided symptoms. Lachesis is made of the venom of the bushmaster snake. There's a strong emotional picture to lachesis. The typical person needing this remedy is highly emotional and often very expressive and talkative. They love to express their emotion through language, and they can be witty and funny, but their narrative can jump around from subject to subject, and they can also be quite cutting, with an unerring ability to identify the vulnerabilities in others when the mood takes them. Lachesis people can be quite possessive, envious, or jealous in relationships, and this can be a useful remedy when somebody, not typically a lachesis type, has been driven to a jealous state. There is a relationship with suppressed animal urges in this remedy, which can make them sexually jealous or competitive, vengeful, suspicious, or conceited. However, just bear in mind, as usual, that this description of a remedy type is far more extreme than we usually see in real life. Suppression of self-expression or of physical discharges can bring on symptoms in a lachesis type individual. Lachesis types love to have the upper hand and love to be the centre of attention. They're drawn to professions and activities that provide drama, creativity, and grandeur. Complaints needing lachesis are often predominantly left-sided or begin on the left. Symptoms where lachesis is indicated generally come on or get worse while sleeping. We say that they sleep into an aggravation, so their symptoms are most marked when they awaken. Complaints are generally relieved by the appearance of discharges, such as menstrual bleeding, diarrhea, or a running nose. Ailments responding to this remedy often have a constricted sensation, and this is especially marked around the neck. Lachesis people hate to have anything tight around their neck, but they can also feel discomfort from having tight clothing around their abdomen or elsewhere. Lachesis is a hemorrhagic remedy that has an effect on the blood and the circulation. Wounds or eruptions that need this remedy may bleed easily or ooze dark blood, and they have a tendency to have a bluish-purple discoloration. The circulation itself is affected too, which can be sluggish, and the person needing this remedy often has cold hands and feet that can be aggravated by the slightest exertion or emotion. There can be a sense of weakness in the heart and a feeling of a feeble pulse. Having said that, people needing lachesis often feel worse for heat and much better in cool, fresh air. Lachesis headaches or migraines tend to feel hot and heavy and tend to be present on waking. They also feel worse in the bright light or in a hot sun. Head symptoms are usually relieved by a discharge such as a running nose. Head pains can be throbbing or bursting in character, and the skin on the face can be mottled or pale and puffy. A lachesis sore throat is left-sided, or it starts on the left and then may spread to the right. Throat pains can feel splinter-like and they may extend to the ears. The throat is worse for empty swallowing or for swallowing liquids, in contrast to swallowing food, which generally feels okay. There may be a sensation of a lump in the throat, which triggers the desire to swallow constantly, as this temporarily relieves the feeling. The throat often feels constricted and can be sensitive to the touch or sensitive to clothing around the neck. Warm drinks aggravate the throat, while sipping cool drinks can help. Swollen glands in the neck are also covered by this picture. This remedy is also helpful in cases of mumps, where the neck and glands are very sensitive to the touch and symptoms again may be worse on the left side. Coughs that respond to this remedy are usually dry and hacking, with a sense of irritation, as if a crumb was lodged in the larynx. This is a remedy that comes into its own at the menopause. Menopausal lachesis symptoms include headaches or migraines, flushes of heat, rushes of blood to the head, disturbance of the circulation, and palpitations. This remedy can help with post-hysterectomy symptoms. In premenopausal or perimenopausal women, issues that respond well to this remedy are those in which the patient feels much better once the menstrual flow appears. Therefore, they tend to feel worse both before and after their period. As mentioned previously, the laxative patient feels worse either on falling asleep or after sleep. They feel worse in the spring and for pressure or constriction of the affected body part. Alcohol will generally aggravate their symptoms. Laxative symptoms always feel lesser for the appearance of discharges, and the person needing laxis will generally feel better in the cool, open air.